Wednesday, 16 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 4, this present time. We're seeing the results of the Holy Spirit of God filling the disciples after they had been persecuted. And the three great results of that filling that we need, and certainly I desire in my heart today. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners. And dear God, I pray that indeed thou would give us holy boldness to speak your word with boldness. I pray that the Spirit of God would fill us so that we can speak your word with boldness, that we'll be able to witness by the power of the Holy Spirit the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also that we'll have a generous heart and be willing to help others who have sincere need. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, here's what happened when they prayed. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So we have the shaking, we have the filling, and we have the speaking of the word of God with boldness. And not only that, but great unity was produced among the brethren. Thank the Lord for Christian unity. We made a lot of comments about the difference between union and unity. You can tie two cats by the tail and hang them over a clothesline and have union, but I'll assure you, you'll not have unity. No, it's unity that's produced by the blessed Holy Spirit of God, and then this generosity that we're looking at now. The Bible says, in the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul, neither said any of them that all of the things that he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now, where we left off on our last broadcast, neither was there any among them that liked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold. I want you to notice number one, and we've said this again and again, but it needs saying over and over and over. This is indeed one of those situations where it line upon line, precept upon precept. The Bible says they sold what they had. The government didn't come and take it. Peter and John didn't come and take it. The church didn't come and take it. These people, because of the love of God in their hearts, sold what they had, and then they brought the money in and laid it down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is, being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, we could camp out here for a while, but we want to keep moving. First of all, this man's name was changed. His name was Joseph. And God changed his name, or the disciples, I should say, changed his name to Barnabas. You know why? Because he was such a son of consolation. Now, I don't know how things were where you grew up, but where I grew up, everybody practically had a nickname. And those nicknames often characterized the person that received such a name. By the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, he renamed Simon, did he not? He said, from now on, your name will be Peter, will be Petros, you will be a rock. He called James and John Boanerges, being the sons of thunder. So here, Barnabas, Joseph, his surname Barnabas, because of the love of Christ that was seen in his heart and life and the generosity of his life. He was a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And again, I want to say to you, never let anybody try to persuade you that the Bible teaches, quote, Christian communism, end quote. That is a misnomer. If it's Christian, it can't be communism. If it's communism, it can't be Christian. Communism takes from the haves and gives to the have-nots. Christianity is a matter of charity where people's hearts are touched and blessed and they desire to share with those who have need. I can almost hear somebody say, well, preacher, you keep talking about the Bible saying something about if people don't work, neither should they eat. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is able-bodied people who do not work. The Bible addresses them as far as our taking care of them is concerned. I'll begin reading in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1 so that you can see that I'm in context with this. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample or an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work. Boy, that's a strange word, isn't it? That they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Now, we have two or three great truths here as pertain to this matter of our giving. And that's number one, the Bible says that we command you that if any would not work, neither should he eat. One of the great platforms, or some of the platforms in the coming elections, is to see who can take the most from those who are working and give to those who are not. Again, Christian charity demands that we take care of people who are truly in need. But there is nothing in the Bible that demands, commands, or even insinuates that we should subsidize laziness and indolence. If any would not work, neither should he eat. And then here we read again in this same chapter, now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ even said, my Father worketh, and hitherto I work. By the way, God puts a premium on work. He puts a premium on honest day's work, an honest hour of work, an honest endeavor of work. And dear friend, may we be sure that we never denigrate, that we never belittle folks who are willing to work, even if they have to work on a pay scale that's less than what their talents might deserve. I had rather put bread on my table for my family if it's half of what I might have should have been earning, rather than have no bread to put on my table because I refuse to work for whatever is offered to me. Now, the Bible teaches us that people ought to give an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. But the Bible also teaches us that it is the man who is doing the hiring who has the right to set the wages, and the people who are working have a right to decide whether they want to work for him or not. I didn't intend to get into this, but because of the corruption of our society today, I think it'll be good for us to spend a broadcast or two here and reinforce some good scriptural principles on working, receiving, having, and giving. Well, this broadcast is targeted for our midweek. I hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. If you cannot be, And you can join us on the internet. We are located at www.calbapt.org. calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.